All right, New Orleans, Louisiana, day one recap. I'm here with Randy, my brother, who you may know from other episodes, such as our favorite cookbooks and summer flavors. Yep. So here's our goal. Every day we're going to do a 10-minute recap of what we did for the day, mostly food-centric, drink-centric, but we're going to recap what we did. What do you think?
Yep, sounds great to me.
All right, first impressions. I've been here before. You haven't. You go.
Really good. Only been here a half a day, so really excited to explore a little bit more of New Orleans. But since we just hung around basically the French Quarter and Bourbon Street, I love the architecture. I love how it's just like really old and homey, and the streets are narrow and a lot going on. It's very cool.
It is cool.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like June, no particular holiday. It's a Thursday night. We just walked back from dinner in Bourbon Street. Packed. Among other places. Yeah, it's packed. Not that Bourbon Street's like pretty not typical for most other cities, I would say.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, what did we eat today?
Lots of stuff.
We have, you know what? Let me just read off really quick for people that aren't in the Facebook group.
Yes.
You and I have made it a mission to eat everything off of this list at least once.
Yes.
I'm going to read this really fast. You guys ready? There's, I think, 23 things on this list, and we have 4 days, 3.5 days to do it.
Exactly.
Gumbo, etouffee, jambalaya, red beans and rice, muffaletta, beignets, po' boys, snowballs, not sure what that is, but hopefully we won't be regretting that it's on the list, bananas foster, crawfish, pralines, king cake, oysters, boudin, barbecue shrimp, soft shell crab, fried chicken, turtle soup, alligator, shrimp remoulade, thin fried catfish, bread pudding, and frog legs. Dang. Okay.
Man.
Woo. That's a lot of food. We regret. And there's not even any drinks on that list, which we've already probably crossed off most of them.
Yes.
All right. What do we eat first?
Okay. So first, ate at a little place called Grapevine, and we had boudin.
And it was amazing.
Which I have never had before.
Nor have I.
Nor has Roger. Yeah. It was amazing. Basically, sausage.
Yeah.
Stuffed with... rice, meat, I think liver pate.
Pork, to be specific, pork, I believe, yeah.
Pork, yeah.
Pork, liver, pork heart.
Pork heart, yes.
And probably some other stuff.
Yes, some other stuff.
It was really good. I wasn't sure, but it was really, like, craveably good, we said. So yes. We're probably going to have that again before we leave.
Yes, that was outstanding.
Yeah.
And served up with a little side of, fried plantains and some mustard sauce. It was, really good.
Yeah, I don't think boudin's anything anybody makes unless you're from here. So I don't know where we could even get it outside of Louisiana.
For sure. Probably nowhere. Yep.
All right. So we did that. And then we, what else did we do?
Well, then, we walked around a little bit of Bourbon Street.
Went around Jackson Square.
Went around Jackson Square. It was great. And then
got some voodoo juice, just like rum and fruit juice.
Yeah, amazing that you just kind of... All the bars have drinks to go. You just buy them and take them out on the street, which is kind of a unique New Orleans thing, I guess. And then we spent a good portion of time interviewing Cheryl Charming.
Yeah, so in a later episode, we'll probably have a more formal interview. We talked about some cocktails. We talked about Sazerac and Gin Ramos Fizz, Ramos Gin Fizz, rather.
Yeah. Yep.
Both of which were invented in New Orleans.
Yep.
That was fun. Mm-hmm. And so we tried both of those. And then we ventured out again. By that point, we were getting kind of hungry again. You're probably always hungry in New Orleans. And then we just basically, what did we do? We walked around, looked at some places, and then we stopped in a little, I would consider it like a cafe kind of, or a bistro called Gumbo.
Yep. Yep.
And where we were able to knock off quite a few things off our list.
Yes, absolutely. So for an appetizer, we ordered alligator.
Yes, alligator sausage. So,
alligator sausage, got that one knocked off. I thought that was very good. Also served with a mustard, kind of...
Tastes like chicken.
Tasted like bratwurst, basically, to me. But
yes.
Supposedly there was alligator in there. So
yes, it was a bit spicy.
That was good.
And then you had a Cajun platter.
I had a Cajun Creole.
Creole platter.
Platter, which had shrimp Creole, jambalaya, and red beans and rice. So right there, knocked off a couple of more on our list, red beans and rice and jambalaya. Very good. I love how it's just very homey and comfort food. Could eat that stuff all day.
And then I had crawfish etouffee. Did you already say that?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, which is good. I could eat that all day, too. Kind of like a stew with crawfish and tomato sauce, I guess. Kind of. It starts with a roux, but it's kind of tomato-y with rice. It's just good.
Yeah, served over rice.
Even in, like, hot New Orleans weather, it's just... It seems almost like, why would you want to eat that in hot weather? It's just so good.
Yeah.
And we had a bida. I don't remember which beer exactly it was.
Local beer.
Like a blonde or something.
Yeah, more on a lager type of...
it was lager.
Lager type of style. And what was cool, the restaurant we were at, it was we ate in the outdoor courtyard area, which was felt just awesome.
So, out of the 23 things on our list for a half a day, because we both got in like in the middle of the day, we did pretty good. I think we knocked off, what are we saying, 4 or 5? Etouffee, jambalaya, red beans and rice, alligator, and boudin. 5.
Yes, 5. That's pretty good. We're on par.
Pretty good.
We're on par to meet our goal.
Could get tough as the days go on. We came out of the gate charging pretty hard. By day 3, we might be like, I don't want to eat anything. But we'll see. Anyway, that's our daily New Orleans recap for what we ate. I don't know what else to say other than we have... The only thing concrete we have tomorrow is a cemetery tour tomorrow morning. And then dinner.
Dinner tomorrow night, Commander's Palace, an iconic restaurant. We'll talk a little about that.
Yep, and that I'm sure we'll cross a few more off of our 3-day, 4-day New Orleans bucket list feasting.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a good night.